Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome to our 2025 Scouting for Food Drive podcast. We're glad you're listening to us today. My name's Lorna Kosai. I will be hosting us on this podcast. And I want to start by introducing each of our guests today. We have Rebecca Anderson from the Bountiful Community Food Pantry, Joe Evans from Arctic Circle, Dirk Burton, who's mayor of West Jordan, and Tammy Olson from Young Automotive. We are gathered at this time to talk about the importance of the Scouting for Food Drive, which will be taking place during the first week of February and just a few weeks here in 2025. Before we jump into this year's campaign, I want to take a moment to reflect on the wonderful success of last year's Scouting for Food Drive. We had 2,500 scouts participating in the state of Utah, and together they collected a staggering 135,000 pounds of food. It's hard to overstate just how impactful that was, and we couldn't have done it without the amazing community partnerships we have built over the years. Last year, and in prior years, we were fortunate to have some outstanding corporate sponsors help make this campaign even bigger. Partners like Smith's Food and Drug, Young Automotive Group, Bank of Utah, Red Hanger, Arctic Circle stepped up in a big way, and their support really took our efforts to the next level. It wasn't just about the food, it was also about the power of collaboration. These companies didn't just donate, they helped spread the word, engaged their customers, and made it easier for the community to get involved. And friends, and that kind of support made was immeasurable. We also had the help of the Utah National Guard in Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake and Utah counties. Our National Guard soldiers transported the donated food from Smith's stores to the local food pantries, and we greatly appreciate the help provided by the Utah National Guard. What really stands out to me and stood out to me last year is how this food drive brings together youth organizations and community-minded businesses, all focused on addressing the critical issue of hunger. It's a perfect example of what we can accomplish when we work together. And this year, we're looking to build on that success and make an even bigger impact. So let's hear now from our guests with some questions and get some insight from the partners who work with us. So let me ask, what inspires you about Scouts and their involvement in the Scouting for Food Drive? Rebecca, let's start with you.
Well, I think one of the best things about having, the Scouts participate is that they're so recognizable. So it's all the time I'm running into people who were either in Scouts themselves, or they have children in Scouts, or their grandkids were in Scouts, or they know neighborhood kids who are on Scouts. So the Scouts are very recognizable. We sometimes will do food drives where we just send some of our volunteers out to collect food, and the response is not nearly as great. But when people go, you know, they're walking into Smith's and they see these cute Scouts asking for food, I think the connection there is very real, and it really inspires people to participate more so than they would if it was just another random person.
Hey, Joe, what are your thoughts?
I would echo somewhat of what Rebecca said. I think that, you know, when we started with this several years ago and started working with the Scouts, it became a pretty natural tie to our stores. And part of that is because we have individuals who work within our 35, 36 participating locations in the state that were Scouts, that have connection to that. And so they feel not just a connection to the Scouts themselves, but also the mission in which they serve and going out and, you know, there's a trust factor there. And so our employees very much rally around this program so that, you know, again, it's not just about us collecting food, but it's about us doing good for the communities that we serve and partnering with great partners throughout the state of Utah.
Thank you.
And I also like the fact that both of you brought up communities, and communities is what a city is. A city is a community, and Scouts is part of the community, and the community is part of Scouts. And the fact they work together, I love that. I think it's great, and I love that we have Arctic Circle in our community. Thank you. We talked about ranch burgers earlier, but I think you ought to donate some of those. You can't. You don't stay fresh long enough. Anyway, so thank you for being part of our community, not just West Jordan, but communities across the state have scouting organizations in there. Thank you.
Wonderful. Tammy?
Yes. So from a Young Automotive standpoint, we've been involved with the program for several years. And just to echo what everyone else has said, well, the scouting component is so powerful because they're obviously an amazing organization, well known for being service-based, which makes sense, giving back to the community and involving children, which we love that aspect, starting them out early and young with a mindset of serving and giving back to their community. And so it's a perfect fit. And also, like Joe said, you know, so many of our employees and our customers were former scouts or have children in the scouting program. And so I think it just really
Yes.
how all of us working together can really have a big impact. And so we love the tie and we love being a part of this program and plan to continue for decades to come until there's no longer a need. And wouldn't that be great if we had a community that didn't have a need? That's what we're aspiring to.
And I might
instead be and may not get rid of the need. But until then, Tammy's helping keep people young by doing this.
That is right. Think young, think caring.
That's why I out with her. Thank you for those comments. What drives your commitment to the Scout Food Drive and causes you to choose this to support it year after year? We know it takes your time. It takes time of some of your employees. And share with us why you think that's something that is a business person you choose to do.
For us, there's a lot of reasons we support this food drive. One of the things that's really important to my pantry is not only to feed the hungry, but it's to give the community members opportunities to serve. We think that's really, really important. And for the Scouting for Food Drive, there are so many different people that get to participate in some way. And I think that really stands out for us because we get to participate with so many people. From a business perspective, though, the logistics make our lives easier. It takes a lot of work to run a food drive, and the scouts, bless their hearts, they go talk to everybody who participates. So the scouts and the scout leaders are out there talking to the grocery stores, and they're talking to the other organizations that are participating. And they'll come to me, instead of me having to reach out to all these people and figuring out logistics, the scouts will come to me and just say, hey, this person needs this many containers on this date, and all we have to do is drop them off. And then after the National Guard picks up a lot of the food and just delivers it right to us. So we're not out there chasing food after. The staff also pick up a lot of the food and they bring it to us. So the participation level on my side goes down a lot because the scouts carry so much of the food. So it makes it a lot easier for us.
And I would add just a little bit to that from a, you know, from a more of a corporate perspective. We love being involved in this because it takes it down to a very community-oriented approach. You know, we message this statewide, and that's part of what we're trying to do as far as helping get the word out. But, you know, in the communities that we serve, knowing that these donations are getting into those communities in different cities and throughout the state is very important to us. The other thing that I might add that part of the reason why we love being involved with this is the innovation of the scouts. We started with this in, you know, during the pandemic when the scouts really had to pivot and come up with a different way to get these donations. And so we were asked to get involved because our drive-through windows were open. But at the time, we really thought, you know what? This is a group that really cares about the community. They really want to continue to support this. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a tough time, but they really thought it through and they continue to push it. And that's why we like to be involved with these things from a community perspective, but also with the group that really, truly goes out there and gets it done.
And thank you for having your windows open.
Thank you for coming through.
It's my pleasure. You know, as you talk about this, and Rebecca mentioned how the food is brought to there, then they distribute it out. Cities appreciate that a lot. We don't have food at City Hall. We need to send somebody somewhere. And if the scouts don't bring that food to the pantries, when someone comes and needs some direction to go, we need somewhere to send them. So the fact that the community gets together and provides that and has this resource for that, it makes such a difference. And working together is how it all happens. And that's what it's all about.
You know, and that's a great point where you talk about the community involvement and the importance of giving back and garnering support from the scouts and the whole community. From Young Automotive's standpoint, giving back to the community is kind of who we are. It's one of our core values. You know, we talk about engaging and supporting. And this is the epitome of engaging the community and supporting those in your community in need. You know, and looking at inspiring, you know, our future generation of leaders, really, if you think about the scouting program, and that's what they're wired to do, growing young people to become our future leaders. And I think having that foundation of service built in as just not only what they do, but who they are as young people growing up is really important. And so this campaign allows us to just kind of expand.
I'm going to interrupt again, if I may. Tammy's doing so good. Thank you, Tammy. And as a young scout, I did those service things. I did scouting for food. And I had no plans, no intentions of ever being a mayor when I was a scout. And I have those things that I learned as a scout to practice. And that's what helps me be a mayor today, because of those experiences I had back when I was young.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that.
Mayor, my guess is you did citizenship in the community very well when you were a young scout.
I also did the biking merit badge very well, too. Check out the tie. You can't see it on this. Anyway, I have ties on my bicycle for those that aren't watching.
Wonderful. Okay. What I'd like to do next is talk about the impact of the food donations that is encouraged by you all and collected by the scouts, and ask a question. What does it mean to the families receiving food through the pantries?
I'm going to probably talk for a long time on this, Lorna. I hope you don't mind, but I see an impact on community members every single day. Something that's happening in kind of the pantry industry right now is we are being overrun with people who are in need, who have never needed help before. So we're seeing a lot of people who have just been living their life kind of status quo, paying their bills, have their savings account, everything. And because of some of the expenses and some of the things that we deal with today, they're not able to make ends meet like they used to. So right now, about 76% of the people we feed get groceries from us less than six times. And then their life normalizes and they're able to go to shopping at grocery stores like they normally do. So we're feeding a lot of people who are in emergency situations. Some of the people we feed are just average everyday Americans. We recently were helping a family where the father has a master's degree in his industry, and it's a very strong industry, but his company had some cutbacks they had to do, and a lot of people were laid off, and he was left without a job. So we were helping him feed his wife and kids and himself for about 6 months until he was able to find a new job. So you have this person who, you know, they have the education, they're in a really good, stable industry, and it appears, you know, from the outside, they're doing everything right, but they hit a rough patch, and we were able to help them. We recently helped their family where family was elderly and the husband had been working in a trade for his entire career. Well, early in the summer, he broke his collarbone and he was no longer able to do his trade. So here he is, I think he was in his 60s and he all his life, and he's trying to find a new trade now in his 60s. He was having a really hard time finding a job, and they were worried about losing their house that they had almost paid off. And so we were able to help them. These are just some basic stories of just average, everyday Americans who come get food from us and other pantries. And it really helps them through a crisis until their lives normalize, until they get back to stability. We feed kids, we feed elderly, we feed single families, we feed individuals, we feed everybody you can imagine.
Well, I might just follow up on a little bit of what Rebecca was saying. And I think that, you know, from our side of it, our employees don't necessarily see the exact benefit of what these donations mean. However, they do see the community involvement and the community rallying around to get donations to the individuals who can get them to those in need. And so I think for us, it's been very important to continue this partnership so that we can educate our employees that there are organizations like this that exist that are there to do good in the community. And how, if needed at some point in their lives, they can access those types of things. Hope that that doesn't happen, but it happens. And so, you know, we really value making sure that our team members understand the importance of the work that is done by, you know, the pantries throughout the state, and, you know, that the need is real, and, you know, we need to help wherever we can.
And I love the way what has happened here. If you look, and West Jordan isn't a unique city. Well, I look across the residents in West Jordan, and they are good at paying their bills, but they are living check to check. And their ability, when life happens and something happens to that income stream, they are put in a tight situation. Most people don't have a reserve built up that'll get them through that time. So having this pantry that Rebecca was talking about available for these people when life happens is extremely important. So thank you for the corporations like Arctic Circle and Young that make all these things happen. And all the residents all over the place that donate that food for Scouting for Food.
Well, and I would add too, of all the years I've been doing this, the last year, just, and this isn't necessarily food pantry related, but just the number of sheer asks for help that come into Arctic Circle through either Arctic Cares or just Arctic Circle in general, whether it's gift cards, free meals, free hamburger, whatever it might be, just to help get someone through, that it's, we've never seen the numbers that we've seen over the course of the last, 12 to 18 months. So Mayor, as you mentioned, the need's there. There are an awful lot of people who are just that are scraping by paycheck to paycheck that really do need just a, kind of a hand up to get them to where they need to go. But the need is certainly.
I think that's really important too, Joe, where you talk about, just educating the community and educating your employees on the need. So often people, if you don't have the need, you don't always realize there is a need. And so I think the physical presence of a campaign collecting food throughout the state as a reminder to everyone, all of our customers, our employees, there are hungry people in our community today that you would never, ever expect are hungry. But they are experiencing challenges in their lives and the need is great. So I think the more we can educate good people about the need in our community, the more impactful we'll be. The other aspect of this that really hits home for me, and given that our foundation focuses a lot on the youth, is eliminating barriers to learning. And so kids can thrive in school. And if they're hungry, they cannot thrive in school. And how do you break the cycle of poverty if you can't help kids thrive educationally? And so we talk about that a lot with our employees, with our customers. Hey, we're trying to help kids thrive educationally and families thrive so that we can break that cycle of poverty, so that we can continue to have a robust community where people's needs, their basic needs are met, and then they can grow from there.
Can I add something? I think that hunger is such a relatable problem because everybody has had a chance to go hungry, whether it's because you didn't have reliable food sources, whether it's because you got busy at work and didn't have to take lunch. Everybody knows what hunger feels like, and it's not great. I think that people want to help. When people find out that there are children going hungry in our communities, they're just not going to tolerate that. People are not going to allow kids to go hungry. And I think when we talk to people and we're like, do you want to help? The biggest answer or the biggest question I get back is, how can we help? And so by doing things like the Scouting for Food, where we make it very visible and for people to help, they get to be part of the solution in our community and they get to help feed their neighbors and their community members in a way that is easy for them. And I think Lorna mentioned that last time this drive in Utah collected 100 pounds. Was that right, Lorna?
Yes.
Huge. I mean, the impact of this one food drive is absolutely enormous. And the number of people he helps is huge. So it's a really cool way for so many different people to participate in helping with a problem that is so relatable and that we all get to some degree.
Thank you, Rebecca. And I think there's still such an awareness issue around, the true need. I mean, even when we started this, I hadn't, because I'm not in the high school space or the school space at this point in my life, but going to some of these high schools, Cottonwood, and seeing the food pantry that's in the school and how they handle that with grace and how they make sure that the kids and families have the things that they need. And I just, when I see those types of things, it's out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people. But I think once they see that and understand that there's a need there and there are solutions in place, they're much more willing to support that and get behind that because, again, it is kids that are hungry. And so how do you solve that? And so I think it's important to have an ongoing awareness conversation around food insecurities and how that need helps. And that's one of the things we tried to do is just through Arctic Circle and this campaign is not inform just our guests, but also try to reach outside of our walls to make the community at large know it's not just Scouting for Food Drive. but there are food insecurities that are out there on an ongoing daily basis.
Thank you all for your comments. I love the earlier notion that it would be great if we weren't needing to have food drives and if people had the food they needed. But unfortunately, we're not in that place right now. Okay, let's shift our attention for a moment to the Scouts themselves and the upcoming event, the food drive on February 8th. I want to encourage all Scout unit leaders who are listening to this to get involved and to try to find ways that all of your Scouts think can participate, to find ways to help them understand the impact of their community service, and to find ways to help them grow their skills and asking others to help those in need. So for our guests here, I would ask you, what advice would you give a Scout unit leader to help them make the most of the food drive for their own Scout?
Well, I would, first of all, thank you to the unit leaders and the Scouts. So if you would just let your Scouts know how much that all of us in the network really appreciate what you're doing, because it makes a huge impact. And sometimes they don't see what a big impact it makes. So please pass along our gratitude. But I would say over communication is never a bad thing, because as a unit leader, you're going to be talking to so many different organizations, whether it's local businesses, grocery stores, food pantries, those who are helping with transportation, whatever it might be. Please over-communicate with them. I know that if you're working with somebody who's at a grocery store and you're working with a manager there, they are very, very, very busy. So they might say, sure, bring that stuff by on Saturday. And then it might not get communicated to anybody else. So don't be afraid to follow up with them. Don't be afraid to contact your pantry that you're working with and make sure, double check that they make sure when you're delivering the donations so that they're ready and available and they have people to help unload to work with your Scouts. And then also I would say, don't be afraid to let your Scouts do some of this work. I mean, if you're going into a business to ask if they can participate, have a couple Scouts with you, have the Scouts present what this is and have them take a leadership role and do some of the communication.
Right.
Scouts are awesome. Love talking to our Scouts. Anytime that they help, I'm so impressed, and they're ready to get in there. They're ready to work.
Rebecca, I agree with everything that you had just said. And I think the Scouts being involved, that's just such a different layer to it for businesses. But my advice to individual Scouts, Scout leaders, Scout groups, don't be afraid to go ask, because corporations are very willing to be involved in these types of events. I mean, unless they just can't. The answer is usually not no. If you go in and you go in with the right approach and you go in with this is how we're going to do it, and you do over-communicate and you are organized, then businesses are, you know, even if it's just putting up a piece of, you know, information in their window that the Scouting for Food drive is happening when. It's not that they have to be a collection site. It's not that they have to do a heavy lift. It's just, hey, we need to get awareness out there. And that comes back to what I talked about a few minutes ago, is the awareness of it. And I think the Scouts have a footprint that they can go do that. And so it's not just, you know, a matter of collecting food. I think it's a matter of them going out and really sharing the mission of what Scouting for Food is to the businesses, to their family, to their friends, to their neighbors, because their neighbors may own a business that would be willing to get involved with this and help. So I just think that communication and them being willing to go out into the community is of great benefit.
Can we add something to that? That's such a good idea, Joe. Well, you were talking about just putting a flyer in windows. There's probably reach out to their pantries ahead of time to get some steps about what the need looks like. So those Scouts, when they go approach those businesses, can say, hey, did you know that, you know, this percent of the population needs help, or this many people needed food assistance here? I mean, give them some talking points. I think that would be a great idea to approach businesses.
That's a great suggestion, Rebecca, because I think the more they gather data and then they can share it, it's an easier marketing opportunity, right? But it also can inspire and motivate the kids and their families to get more engaged. So if they have statistics and they're sharing it with their troops, and the troops are sharing it with their families, and then they're out there marketing it in the community, I think that's a huge opportunity. The over-communication thing, can't stress that enough. And how many times do you have to say something for it to sink into someone? It feels like it's about 32 times right now in some situations. But I mean, we have to say it again and again and again, but in a clear and concise way so that people know what we're trying to accomplish.
Hey, Joe, your comment about getting more people involved. We don't live in a vacuum. We're not on an island. We are all in this together. And if we see that and we work together, we can accomplish some great things working together. And getting that out there, I think, is important. Like the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. And I can't say to somebody else, I don't need you and you don't need me. We're all in this together.
Yeah, that's well said.
Thank you so much. And I love your ideas you're getting off of one another with this. Promoting this campaign and food drive is really, really important. We want everyone in Utah to know about the Scouting for Food Drive. For listeners to the podcast, please mark February 8th in Mayor Burton. Will remind us about how we ate with this on your calendar so you remember that. Please tell your friends and families about it. For Scout unit leaders, please use social media, community events, local partnerships to increase awareness on the food drive. And what are some other ways for my guests here that can be used to help promote this? Joe, do you have thoughts on that?
Sure. We over the years, we've done multiple different things that we try to implement in order to advertise, promote the upcoming Scouting for Food Drives. In all of our participating stores, you know, from basically Tremont and to St. George, all this, that whole area, we have in-store signage that goes into each location that we work with the scouts to create so that they have a QR code that they can hit and go, go get more information on it. We also will do this year in all of our locations, whether they come into the restaurant and order or they go through the drive-through, we call it a bag stuffer, where we'll just give a little card that they can go to get information. You know, we'll distribute roughly 25,000 of those as we go along. And then also we'll do a digital media campaign as well.
That's great, Joe. I think we are doing a lot of the same things. Obviously, advertising in each of our locations across the state of Utah visually. So when a customer comes in or when your employees are in the dealerships, they're seeing those donation bins, they're seeing the flyers. I think having staff trained to answer questions as customers are asking about donations, I think is really important. And one of the ways we try to get around that or address that is by having a point of contact in each of our locations that is the quasi expert on Scouting for Food. They are our advocate for this campaign. And so if someone wonders or has questions about it, they have a go-to person. That also helps the scout leader have a point of contact in each of those locations too, as we're trying to encourage having the scouts participate at each of our dealerships and help pick up food and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, database emails and then social media, like you talked about, I think also encouraging our customers to tag Scouting for Food in their social media posts. So as they're cleaning out their pantries and gathering their donations, do a post on social media and tag us. And just push that out and share it. I think the more we can build on that digital platform, the better we're going to be.
And I would, just to add on that just a little bit, I think the cohesiveness of the campaign, so that it's everything, look, the feel, the messaging is all on point for everyone. So whether it's Young Automotive Group, Red Hanger, Bank of Utah, Arctic Circle, any of the other partners, businesses, and even the pantries, that everyone knows the same talking points. They know the direction that we're headed. And I think just having that consistent drumbeat is very beneficial.
I agree.
Thank you. Okay. It's a closing thought. What I'd like to talk about for a moment is just community service in general. It's very obvious to me that every guest with us on this call is a giver. That you are people who look beyond yourselves. And I'd like to ask you to share your personal thoughts about the importance of community service, how it strengthens relationships, builds stronger communities, and builds stronger individuals. So, Rebecca, can you start with that, please?
I'll go first. Community service is so important. I think that your average person is willing to serve if given the opportunity. And you know, some people are really good at going out there and finding opportunities themselves. But I think a lot of us are very busy with our lives. And if others can create opportunities for them to serve, people are willing to help. With this particular drive, we are creating opportunities for scouts and their leaders and the helpers, because we know there's groupies out there in the scouting world that go help with all the spaghetti dinners and they help with all those things. The scouts are creating
opportunities for them, and people are willing to help. I think community service for our youth is so important because our youth are surrounded by kind of a look at me world, particularly with social media and YouTube, which is what my 10-year-old wants his career choice to be. It's really a look at me world that we live in so many ways. And I think when we can get our youth out serving others and these scouts out talking to people about hunger, they really start to gain some humility and they start to see other people and they start to see the need. It really inspires them, I think, to want to help. Well, in some of these older scouts, when they get out of scouts, you know, it might be another 6 years before they have an opportunity like this. But I think these people who help when they're young, they're going to be the ones who stand up and create service opportunities for other people in the future.
Right. Yeah, I would, from Arctic Circle's perspective, I think that the Scouting for Food Drive really aligns very well with, our vision with community. So I mentioned earlier, we have a nonprofit partner called Arctic Cares. And that part of that, the mission of that is to take care of the communities in which we serve. And so that's really what the Scouts mantra is service. And so it very much aligns with Arctic Cares and how we can be out in the community and helping individuals, whether that's through Scouting for Food, whether that's somebody who, has lost a loved one and needs help with funeral expenses, whatever that might be. And so when opportunities like this with the Scouts and Scouting for Food comes along, our employees very much align with that because that's the vision that we're trying to put forth, that we are community-minded, that we want to be a part of the community and a part of the solutions as it relates to making where we live a better place and helping our neighbor. And that's why, again, we appreciate being involved with this particular program.
For a community to be strong, they have to know each other. And the best way to know each other is to serve each other. And Scouting for Food provides an opportunity to serve each other. You can't help but love somebody you know. So if you serve people, you'll get to love them. And the more you love them, the more you want to serve them. And it makes this great circle that raises the community and makes it better. They all profit by it. And it's so good and so important. And that's why I am so excited to be a supporter of Scouting for Food and help any place and anywhere I can. Sometimes I go out there to the drop-off sites and I get out there and encourage the scouts to keep doing this and collecting them food and providing it to help the community as a whole. Anytime we help other people, we're, the rising tide raises all ships. It helps the whole community, even though it just goes to some, but it helps everybody. So thank you. Thank you, Scouting, for keeping this going forward.
Mayor, I love what you said when you talk about it creates a big circle. And at the Young Automotive Group, we call that a big ripple of good, a ripple of love. And when you can capture people's hearts and minds, which you can do that through service, you create an army of people who are champions for a cause. If, there are so many good people that want to help, they just need to know how. Help them understand why, first of all, and then help them understand how. And Scouting for Food really is the how. How can every citizen in our community make a difference? Participate in Scouting for Food. And it's really a responsibility we all have as a member of this community. We need to give back. Serving is a responsibility. We call that kind of the cost of admission. Everyone has a responsibility to serve and be a part of something bigger than themselves. And this program really does allow for that at so many different levels. So we're just thrilled to be a part of it and really honored to be surrounded by so many other like-minded, committed partners in this, and just really excited for February. It's going to be a great event.
Thank you. This has been a wonderful time. I want to close by thanking our guests for your time and contributions, Rebecca, Tammy, Joe, and Mayor Burton. I also want to thank our other partners for their support, including Bank of Utah, Red Hanger, Smith's Food and Drug Stores, the Utah National Guard, and also the Super Bowl of Caring, which we partner with on this food drive. Please remember to participate in the upcoming Scouting for Food Drive on February 8th. Go to Smith's and buy something to donate with the scouts there, or fill a donation bag that maybe put at your door for a scout to pick up. Share photos doing this with your friends and spread the word.
And then as we close this episode, I'm going to leave you with a call to action. Unit leaders, please get involved. Coordinate efforts. Make this campaign the most successful one yet. And for the public, please find a way to support our scouts as they provide this community service statewide and help those in need. So I want to wish everyone a wonderful day. We have miles to go before we sleep.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.